machine, giving you the story of the best album hits every week. Simali La Papa.
Misaka, our Cowboy, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Christian Church's monitoring group says political environment not conducive ahead of August polls. Government defends free education policy. In international news, rivals vow to take down Ramaphosa after court clears impeachment probe. In sports, Red Arrows coach wins against complacency ahead of Absa Cup final showdown.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The Christian Church's monitoring group has raised concerns over political environment ahead of August general elections. CCMG Programs Manager Peter Malarumbe has observed that while the Electoral Commission is on course in the preparation of the polls, the political environment remains concerning. He warned that the political environment ahead of the August general election in Zambia is not conducive, citing the selective and misapplication of laws, particularly the Public Order Act. Mr. Malarumbe told Parson that there are calculated schemes targeting the opposition, with government agencies allegedly being misused to suppress opposition activities. Mr. Malarumbe has also expressed concern over the serious fragmentation within the opposition itself, warning that these divisions pose a significant threat to the country's democracy as the August elections approach.
So, but they want to believe that the commission is on course in terms of preparing for the election. As for the political environment, we believe that the political environment itself is not very conducive. We've seen a lot of attempts towards, misuse of laws such as the Public Order Act, so much so that they are targeting, opposition leaders. Institutions such as the Registrar of Society have also not helped in trying to bring order around political parties and the political participation. So we've seen that these provisions of the law or these pieces of legislation are being used to weaken political participation. But among the political parties themselves, again, we've seen a lot of fragmentation. There's a lot of...
Kavimola District Commissioner Elias Siamula has cautioned media houses to avoid being used as platforms for spreading misinformation during the upcoming 2026 election period. Speaking in Kavimola, Mr. Siamula emphasized that false information has the potential to ignite chaos and disrupt peace in the country. He highlighted the critical role of the media and called for strict adherence to professional journalism standards. Mr. Siamula cautioned that some individuals might exploit radio stations and other media outlets to disseminate misleading information which could confuse citizens and destabilize the nation. Meanwhile, the commissioner commended the Independent Broadcasting Authority for adopting a proactive approach by engaging and guiding media houses rather than relying solely on punitive measures such as closures. Mr. Siamula made these remarks during a courtesy call on him by Media and Information Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana and officials from the Independent Broadcasting Authority in Kavimola. In another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission has uncovered what it describes as a fraudulent business network linked to Rwandese nationals, who allegedly entered Zambia illegally and pretended to be a Congolese refugee. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere stated that the operation was conducted through the Commission's Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit together with the Immigration Department and the Anti-Terrorism Department. Ms. Mawere said preliminary investigations indicate that the suspect, who is currently on the run, allegedly used false identities to acquire and register several businesses and properties in Zambia. She explained that investigations further revealed that the suspect is connected to a number of assets and motor vehicles registered under fraudulent identities in what authorities believe was a scheme meant to support money laundering and other illegal financial activities. Ms. Mawere disclosed that DEC has since seized several assets believed to be proceeds of crime. These include three motor vehicles, namely a Toyota Allion registration number BAZ9451, a Toyota Probox registration number BLB9986B, and a Toyota Hiace registration number BAP7951. She added that other seized properties include boarding houses, a farm, farm animals, household goods, and a factory located in the Mongole area of Lusaka. Meanwhile, DEC and other law enforcement agencies have launched a joint manhunt for the suspect, who remains at large. In a related development, Ms. Mawere said family members linked to the suspect were deported after they were found to be staying in the country illegally. She stated that the seizure of the properties forms part of a wider asset recovery process aimed at depriving suspects of proceeds of crime and possibly returning fraudulently obtained property to rightful owners through the legal process. In other news, the government says it has intensified measures aimed at ensuring that free education in Zambia is not only accessible but also sustainable and of good quality. Media and Information Permanent Secretary Tawa Kawana says government has continued implementing programs such as school feeding initiatives and the recruitment of more teachers in order to reduce the teacher-pupil ratio in schools across the country. Mr. Kawana said that these interventions are part of government's broader plan to improve the quality of education following the introduction of the free education policy. His remarks come after the National Action for Quality Education, NAQES, recently remarks calling on government to ensure that the quality of education is also improved for the policy to achieve meaningful results. Speaking to Parafam News, Mr. Kawana said the programs introduced so far are already producing positive results, as seen from the country recording what he described as the best grade 12 examination results in history. He said this shows that government is moving in the right direction in transforming the education sector.
Marks are excellent. They adhere to the rules of engagement as far as broadcasting is concerned. They adhere to the rules and conditions of their broadcasting license. So it is important to encourage them to continue with what they are doing, and also that they are.
In international news, Islamic State linked rebels have killed at least 36 people in 2 days of attacks in the northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, local and security sources said on Thursday. ADF fighters have killed at least 21 people since Tuesday in isolated villages on the border between the provinces of Ituri and North Kivu, and at least 15 people in an attack in Biakato town in Ituri, the sources told AFP. The Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, is a group formed by former Ugandan rebels, which has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, IS. It operates in North Kivu in the east and Ituri in the northwest, in the northeast, near the borders with Uganda and Rwanda. In a report published on Tuesday, Amnesty International accused the ADF of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Overnight on Tuesday to Wednesday, ADF fighters attacked four isolated villages near Beni Mau in North Kivu, locals and security officials said.